Hashtag OCR GCSE Sociology Podcast, Social Inequality. Intro 1 minute. Upbeat, warm intro music fades in and then fades to background. Host, hello and welcome to the GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the biggest and most important topics in the entire specification, social inequality, focusing on the impact of social class, gender, and ethnicity. This is a huge part of component two, and examiners are looking for real analytical depth. Getting this right can be the difference between a good grade and a great one. So whether you're on the bus, taking a break, or just starting your revision, let's get you prepped to earn those top marks. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the core theories, know the key studies to mention, and be able to avoid the common pitfalls that trip up other candidates. Let's get started. Short musical transition. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Host. So what do we mean by social inequality? In simple terms, it's the unequal distribution of resources, opportunities, status, and power in a society. For your exam, you need to analyze this through three key lenses: class, gender, and ethnicity. And crucially, you must apply sociological theories. First up, social class. Don't just say rich and poor. Examiners want sociological language. The classic perspective is Marxism. Marx argued society is split into two main classes: the bourgeoisie, who own the means of production, the factories, the businesses, and the proletariat, the working class, who have to sell their labor to survive. For Marxists, this relationship is based on exploitation, and it's the root of all inequality. A great study to cite here is Bowles and Gintis, who argued the education system creates a subservient workforce for capitalism. Another key concept is cultural capital, from Bourdieu. This isn't just about money. It's the knowledge, attitudes, and values that the middle and upper classes possess, giving them an advantage in life. Think of it as the unwritten rules of success. But don't stop at Marx. You must also bring in Max Weber. Weber agreed class was important, but he said it's not just about economics. He introduced two other factors: status, which is about social standing and prestige, and party, which refers to political power. A doctor, for example, has high status, which gives them advantages beyond just their salary. For top Marx, you need to contrast these views: Marxism's focus on economic conflict versus Weber's multidimensional view. Next, let's talk about gender. The key perspective here is feminism. Feminists argue that society is patriarchal. It's structured by men, for men. You need to know some key terms. The glass ceiling is a brilliant one. It describes the invisible barrier that stops women from reaching the top jobs. Anne Oakley's work on the social construction of gender is fundamental, showing how we learn gender roles from a young age. Also mention the triple shift, the idea that many women have to do their paid work, their housework, and the emotional work of caring for the family. For a specific study, look at Sue Sharp's research on girls changing ambitions, which shows how attitudes have shifted over time, but inequalities still persist. Our third area is ethnicity. This is about the inequality faced by different ethnic groups. A vital concept here is institutional racism. This isn't just about individual prejudice. It's when the very procedures of an organization, like the police or the education system, disadvantage ethnic minorities. The McPherson Report into the death of Stephen Lawrence is the classic example you must cite. Another key term is the ethnic penalty, which refers to the disadvantages that ethnic minorities face in the labor market, even when they have the same qualifications as the white majority. The sociologist Moded has done extensive research on this. Finally, to really impress the examiner, you need to bring these ideas together using the concept of intersectionality. This is the idea that class, gender, and ethnicity don't operate in isolation. They overlap and interact. The experience of a working-class Black woman is different from that of a middle-class white woman or a working-class white man. Credit is always given for showing you understand this complexity. Short musical transition. Exam tips and common mistakes, 2 minutes. Host. Okay, let's talk exam technique. For the big 24-mark essays, you must have a clear argument. Use the Peel structure, make your point, back it up with evidence, a study, a statistic, a key term, explain how that evidence supports your point, and link it back to the question. It's a simple structure, but it forces you to stay analytical. Now for the common mistakes. First, avoid anecdotal evidence. Saying, "My friend's mom experienced the glass ceiling," won't get you marks. You must use sociological evidence. Name the sociologists. Davis and Moore, Townsend, Walby, These names are your currency. Second, be precise with your language. Don't confuse sex, the biological differences, with gender, the social and cultural roles. And don't confuse income, the money you earn, with wealth, your assets like property or stocks. Examiners look for this precision. Third, and this is the biggest one, always apply a theory. Don't just describe inequality. Analyze it. Is this an example of Marxist exploitation? Does it support the feminist view of patriarchy? Or could a functionalist like Davis and Moore argue that inequality is actually necessary for society to function by ensuring the most talented people get the most important jobs? Showing you can evaluate these different perspectives is how you get into the top mark bands. Short musical transition. Quickfire recall quiz 1 minute. Host. Right, time for a quickfire quiz to see what you've remembered. No cheating, just call out the answer. 1. Which theory focuses on the conflict between the bourgeoisie and the proletariat? Pause. Marxism. 2. What term describes the invisible barrier preventing women from getting top jobs? Pause. The glass ceiling. 3. Which sociologist argued that class, status, and party all contribute to inequality? Pause. Max Weber. 4. What is the term for when an organization's procedures disadvantage ethnic minorities? Pause. Institutional racism. 5. What concept describes the overlapping nature of class, gender, and ethnic inequality? Pause. Intersectionality. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concept section again. Short musical transition. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Host. So, there we have it. Social inequality is a complex but fascinating topic. We've seen that it's not random. It's structured by social class, gender, and ethnicity. To succeed in the exam, you must use the correct terminology, apply the key theories of functionalism, Marxism, feminism, and Weberianism, and use specific studies to back up your points. Remember to think about intersectionality to add that layer of sophistication to your analysis. Thank you for listening. Keep practicing those Peel paragraphs, keep using those key terms, and you'll be well on your way to success. Good luck with your revision. Upbeat, warm outro music fades in and then fades out.